Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Daniel Burris back on the show. Dan's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now, more than 9 years, and he's the founder and CEO of Burris Research. He's the author of many books, including Flash Foresight, which is his new one. He's a strategic advisor to executives, large and small, all the way around the world, pretty much staying on the planet. So far, who knows what his intergalactic future will hold, but he's our good friend, Dan Burris. Welcome back to the show.
It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Dan, one of the things that I've been telling my audience, my small business audience, for a long time now, especially since we left the 20th century, and even more so now that we're in the second decade of the 21st century, is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
I think it's an excellent line. I really like it because the, we're now longer in a period of change that is over. We're now in a period of true technology-driven transformation. Matter of fact, Jim, what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up saying that the 5 years we're about to have, in other words, 5 years from now, we're going to look back and say, this was the great transformation. Now, let me just take a second on that word, because it's really important relating to being adaptable. And that is that when I was a young guy, I could listen to my albums, my Jimi Hendrix and my Pink Floyd and my Allman Brothers. Okay, you get my vintage.
Yeah.
And I could listen to one album per spinning disc, 33 and a third. Then a technological change, and I emphasize the word change, came along. And I could get all of those albums on one album per smaller spinning disc, which was a good benefit. But the big benefit of that CD was that I could get rid of all the hisses and the pops and the scratches. Yeah. You know what? I went and bought all my old stuff as well as got the new stuff on
too.
CDs. And now, today, I got all my music and all my videos and all my email, and as a matter of fact, it's my computer, and it's all in my pocket. It's called my smartphone. And that didn't change how I listened to music. Matter of fact, it transformed it. As a matter of fact, it didn't just change how I use email, it transformed it. As a matter of fact, it is transforming how I use my computer, because our main computer is no longer our laptop. It's now become our smartphone as well as our tablet, like the iPad.
Right.
So, well, we're about to transform how we sell, how we market, how we communicate, how we collaborate, how we innovate, how we train, how we educate, how we do all of those functions. And by the way, every small business does every single one of those things. So if you are in love with how you do it, you are going to be like a Polaroid. Jim, when's the last time you bought something from Polaroid?
Exactly. What I tell them is I say that they're dinosaurs, and then I say,
exactly.
How many of those have you seen lately?
Well, and the trouble is, look, we all make mistakes, and we all reach failure. But something that I learned a long time ago, because I think you know I've started six companies, and one thing I learned is to fail fast. Let's take a look at Kodak. I mean, they took 15 years to fail. They were bleeding and hemorrhaging and dying. Look at Blockbuster. They've been failing for over 12 years. Just kind of slipping in and out of bankruptcy the last five. Well, failing slow is too expensive when you're a small business. You know what I want to do? I want to fail fast, but I don't want to fail to learn. So let us be in love with what we do. But let us make sure that we are open to doing what we do in a different way.
Right. And I agree with you about failing fast. And one of the things that we talked about earlier with a previous guest, Christine Burkett, was about the idea of experimenting and on your way to innovation. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's imperative. As a matter of fact, in my book, Flash Foresight, one of the things I talked about is to create what I call a little tomorrow lab. And that means I've got to be working on my future, not just working on my present. You know, I think what a lot of businesses, large and small, do is they'll come up with something innovative. They'll come up with a new product or a new service. They'll do some nice innovation, and then they'll milk it.
Mm-hmm.
And they build up some good momentum, but the trouble is you can only coast uphill so far,
right.
And then gravity takes over.
That's right.
And so I'll talk to people and I say, oh, we're innovative. And then I'll ask, when's the last time you did something innovative? And it's like, oh, geez, maybe 5, 10 years ago. So that means we've got to be continuously being innovative,
right.
And that means experimenting. And by the way, that does mean you're going to make some mistakes, and that means you got to fail fast.
Fail fast. When we come back, I want to talk to Dan about how to avoid becoming irrelevant in the second decade of the 21st century. Huge issue for all of us. 22. Dan Burris and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.